From WIPR, I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. It's summer. How do teenagers pass the time? We asked Bob Wall of Recreation and Parks how the city's rec centers work to engage teens. Then we visit the Shake and Bake Family Fun Center to ask patrons what keeps them coming back. Plus, we preview the film United Skates. It looks at the popularity of roller skating in African-American communities and the fight to preserve it.
I don't know what's so fantastic about going in a circle 1,000 times, but it's great. People are willing to share their moves with you. You meet new people, and it's like you see them every Thursday or you see them every Wednesday, but you get this hug, almost like you're in church.
All on the record after the news.
You're listening to On the Record, the podcast, a service of your public radio, 88.1 WYPR. Find more podcasts online at WYPR.org. And tell us what you think. Send an email to ontherecord@WYPR.org.
Good morning. I'm producer Melissa Gear in for Sheila Cast. We're On the Record. What role can rec centers play in a community? In a city like Baltimore, where many African-American neighborhoods are underserved, a rec center can provide a safe, reliable meeting place for young people and strengthen a sense of community. In a few minutes, we'll talk with the Deputy Director of Baltimore City Recreation and Parks to learn what that department is doing to engage teens. But first, joining us by phone from Los Angeles is Deanna Winkler. She's the co-producer and co-director, along with Tina Brown, of the documentary United Skates. The film, which has won lots of festival awards, looks at the widespread popularity of roller skating in African-American communities in the U.S. and the fight to preserve the gathering place of roller rinks and the skating culture. Baltimore's own Shake and Bake Family Fun Center appears in the film, which is screening at the Reginald F. Lewis Museum on Sunday. Welcome, Deanna.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
I loved this film. It's dramatic and funny, and the skating moves are amazing. Give a brief synopsis of the film.
Well, in a nutshell, I love to tackle films that have used celebration and entertainment to unearth deeper issues below the surface. So in the case of United Skates, it is looking at a beautiful celebratory world that is happening in roller rinks around the country, as a way to then take a deeper dive into issues of race, gentrification, and the fact that many of these roller rinks are still segregated to this day.
Shake and Bake Family Fun Center, a roller rink here in Baltimore, appears in the film. How did you find out about that?
So there is a section of this film that actually looks at the fight that these skaters are, you know, in these communities are having right now to protect these spaces from closing. And in the process of making this film, which took years, we were constantly asked, well, why? Why are these rinks closing? And the truth is that it's really complicated. But the number one issue that no matter where we were in the country, they all had this in common, was that each time a rink was closing, it was being rezoned. And so a lot of times the rink itself didn't even want to close and the community didn't want it to leave, but the city would make more money if it was rezoned commercial. And so what that means is instead of it being a space for communities to gather, any kind of community center, it would then become rezoned and couldn't be that anymore. It would have to be a Home Depot or a store where the more that they sell, the more it generates sales tax, and the more that then goes back to the city and makes them more money. So we learned very quickly that if a rink can fight to keep its zoning, then it will stay protected. And so now I say this only because Shake and Bake a few years ago also was under threat of closing. Mm-hmm. And several of the skaters in Baltimore reached out and said, hey, we know you're making this film. You know, we've met you at different events where you've been filming. And what can we do? What can we do to protect our rink? This is, you know, a rink that's been around for generations. It means so much to our community. We cannot lose it. And I was able to have a couple of phone calls with them where I shared, you know, I said, gosh, I'm certainly no expert, but one thing that I have started to piece together is this zoning piece. And in LA, there actually was a rink that was closing down. They fought to not have it rezoned, and they lost, unfortunately. But the fight was there. And Baltimore is the very first success story where the community band together. They knew what to ask for. They knew what to fight for. They were having protests out front, peaceful protests where they were skating, and having weekly meetings. They spoke with the skaters in California, in LA, that were fighting against zoning here to learn what they had done and to hopefully do better. And they were able to win back the rink. And so Shake and Bake has had a facelift and was reopened. And I really think that that speaks to the passion and the heart of people of Baltimore to get things done.
And we're going to visit Shake and Bake later in the show. Why did you set out to make this film?
We actually started making a completely different film about an eccentric group of roller skaters in New York City who we thought were the end of the era of roller skating. And we were wrong. We met these two younger skaters who asked what we were doing with our cameras. And when we told them, they went, skating's not dead. It just went underground. And if you want to see really good skating, you should follow us. So we did. And we went on an overnight bus from New York down to Richmond, Virginia. And in the middle of the night, we walked into a roller rink, and it blew our minds. There was lines around the block. It was so packed. It was one in, one out at the door. They had brought in their own DJs. Everyone was dressed to kill. It was like a nightclub scene without alcohol or drugs. And we just thought, what world did we just walk into? And, you know, that certainly piqued our interest.
Let's listen to a short clip.
As you go across the country, you'll find a lot of rinks that have their adult sessions. And those adult sessions are where most of the Black community goes to.
If I went to a skating rink and it was all white people, I would automatically say to myself, I'm not supposed to be here. So I'm gonna go on adult night, which is code language for Black night.
When roller rinks were forced to integrate, a lot of whites, they just stopped going.
So the rink owners found new ways to segregate us. Anything to signal when we were allowed to skate. And the name that stuck was Adult Night.
You can hear from that clip that United Skates addresses racism and the legacy of racist actions, but it's also a really exhilarating film to watch. What do you hope is the big takeaway, or one of the big takeaways for audiences?
I would love them to take away a lot of things, but you know, I think it's most important to me that an outsider who watches this film falls in love with this community the same way that Tina and I did, and that hopefully when they see the beauty and the importance and the injustice that these skaters are going through right now, that they'll feel like they've gotten to know them, to care about them, to love them, to champion what they do, and, you know, hopefully to have a deeper understanding of the importance of saving these spaces and what role these rinks have played for the community.
Thank you so much for talking us through all this, and thank you for making the film.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
That's Deanna Winkler. She produced and directed United Skates. It's a documentary that looks at communities fighting to save the African-American subculture of roller skating. You can see it on HBO, but see it with a live audience this Sunday, July 14th at 2 p.m. at the Reginald F. Lewis Museum. There's a panel discussion following, and the screening is free with museum admission. Skaters from Baltimore's Shake and Bake Family Fun Center will also perform. There's a link to more information at the On the Record page at WIPR.org. I'm producer Melissa Gear, in for Sheila Cast. We're going to visit Shake and Bake later in the show, but first, we'll ask Bob Wall about the state of rec centers in the city. He's the deputy director of the Baltimore City Department of Recreation and Parks, which owns and operates Shake and Bake. Welcome to On the Record, Bob.
Thank you for having us. It's a pleasure.
there's a perception that a lot of the rec centers in Baltimore City are closed. Back in 2012, then Mayor Stephanie Rollins Blake closed nearly half of them due to disrepair. How many are open now?
Currently, we have 43 rec centers that are operating. We have a couple satellite sites that operate at specific times during the course of a week. And we're in the process of renovating Tawanda Rec Center up in Park Heights, and as well as Bojack Rec Center in East Baltimore. And we're hoping they'll be online within a year, both of those rec centers.
So those are plans to open more in the near future?
Correct. We also have the big plans with regards to our state-of-the-art facilities, fitness and wellness centers that have indoor pools as well. Mm-hmm. We're scheduled to open up the Cahill Rec Center within the next 2 years in West Baltimore, as well as Middle Branch Fitness and Wellness Center and Aquatic Indoor Center over in Cherry Hill within the next 2 years.
There, it seems to be a distinction between a family center and a recreational center. Is that right? Am I getting that right?
It's a recreation center that includes everybody from ages 5 to 99. A lot of our rec centers have programs for the younger kids, and some of the rec centers have senior citizen programs.
And what is provided at recreation centers?
We have STEM programs, arts and crafts, kids go on trips. We have our sports leagues. It's a whole wide gamut of what goes on with regards to programming.
Are there meals that are provided for kids too?
Yes, we do provide our rec centers for summer camps. We provide breakfast in the morning as well as a lunch, and that's all at no cost.
And you talked a little. You talked earlier about who attends. What are kind of the largest populations, and how many people are we talking about? Kind of, if you have numbers, kind of citywide for attendance.
We're talking about our rec centers, our 43 rec centers that are holding summer camps. We're talking about 3,000 participants that are enrolled.
Wow. And is that number increased or decreased from maybe in the past 5 years?
That's pretty much probably went from about 2,300 5 years ago, and we're up to 3,000, and we're probably leveling out at this point.
What is the reason for the increase?
I think just because we've made ourselves more accessible to folks. Our fee is very small. And I think the fact that the job that we're doing with regards to program at our rec centers is bringing more people in. And, you know, we do have the swimming pools that our kids take advantage of as well.
Yes, and it's been warm enough to do that for sure.
It is. We're in an early heat wave, that's for sure.
Yeah. Last month, City Council approved $2.6 million to keep rec centers open on Saturdays. When does that start?
That will start after Labor Day.
Okay, so no rec centers on Saturdays over the summer, or?
We do have some rec centers that are open on Saturdays right now. That's part of the BALT program, business, arts, leisure, and teamwork. That's mainly for our teens. So those rec centers in strategic locations across the city, there's 8 of them, are open on late Friday nights, and then they're open on Saturdays as well. But with regards to the additional funding, all our rec centers will be operating on Saturdays.
Baltimore City has shown concern over where and how teenagers, and particularly African-American teens, it seems, spend their time. But it's no secret that resources to help kids find jobs or otherwise keep them engaged are depleted, especially in underserved communities. But kids are kids, and they need places to be kids. Is Baltimore City Recreation and Parks asking teens what they want at the centers so that maybe they'll spend more time there?
Absolutely. We have a few of our rec center directors that are part of our rec councils, teen rec councils. So we are out and about in the neighborhood canvassing the opinions of the teens to see actually what they want.
So what kinds of things are they telling you?
Concerts, dances, video game tournaments. That type of thing.
Are you getting an idea that having it at the rec centers is fine, or are kids talking about like satellite areas? I know, you know, lots of kids like to go to malls, lots of kids like to go to the harbor. Is there any kind of thinking like that?
We're always trying to think outside the box, and we're taking, like I said, we're canvassing the community and taking the advice of our teen population. If they think that using a satellite or an off-site place rather than a rec center or one of our special facilities, then we'll certainly investigate that to see if that can be done.
Well, thank you so much for talking us through this and giving us some of the highlights.
You're quite welcome. Thank you very much.
That's Bob Wall. He's the Deputy Director of the Baltimore City Department of Recreation and Parks. We're talking about plans for rec centers in the city and what they provide for the community. After the break, we'll visit the Shake and Bake Family Fun Center, owned and operated by Baltimore Rec and Parks, to ask patrons what keeps them coming back. I'm producer Melissa Gear, in for Sheila Cast. This is On the Record. Stay tuned.
This is the On the Record podcast, a service of Your Public Radio, member-supported 88.1 WYPR. You can support this podcast and everything you hear from WYPR. Become a member. Come to WYPR.org and click the donate link.
Welcome back to On the Record. I'm producer Melissa Gear, in for Sheila Cast. We're talking about rec centers and roller rinks and how they serve as gathering spaces and create a sense of community. Earlier, we spoke with Bob Wall, Deputy Director of Baltimore City Recreation and Parks. Now, I'm at the Shake and Bake Family Fun Center, owned and operated by Baltimore City Rec and Parks. For more than 35 years, it's been a combination roller rink, bowling alley, and arcade, and it's huge at more than 70,000 square feet. It's located on Pennsylvania Avenue in the Upton neighborhood in West Baltimore. I'm here with Onique Eldridge. She's the event planner for Shake and Bake. Thanks for letting me stop by, Onique.
No, thank you for having me.
Describe where we are.
Okay, so from the entrance, first we are located in the historic Upton Penn North community. We have been a staple community, as you stated, for over 35 years. With the brand new renovations, as you walk in, we have a beautiful lobby space, plenty of beautiful artwork, a brand new mural on the backside, new seating areas. As you go down the steps, we have a state-of-the-art brand new bowling alley as well, along with our skating ring, what we've been known for years, upstairs. That's been renovated with the floor and other amenities as well. So it's just a nice place for friends, family, just to hang out.
How long have you been working here?
So this what marks a year. However, I've been a volunteer here my summer through my youth years and also a skate guard as well. So I've grown up in this community.
Where did the name come from?
It originated from the original founder, Mr. Glenn Downey, who's a former Baltimore coach. And he had his signature dance on the field, which was the Shake and Bake. So hence the name, Shake and Bake. Originally, before that, it was Shake and Skate. Then they adopted Shake and Bake.
And he opened it in 1982, I think?
Yes, that's correct.
Last week, Pennsylvania Avenue, where we are now, was designated an official arts and entertainment district after a lot of hard work and dedication from lots of neighbors around here. What do you think that means for Shake and Bake?
Well, actually, it's a throwback to what used to be here. If you do the history of Pennsylvania Avenue, it's really rich with historic arts, culture, entertainment, with the Rural Theater being one of the, you know, first black-owned theaters in this area, with the likes of Billie Holiday. We actually have a room coined after her. So the legacy, the history, as far as entertainment, it was there previous. So now it's just like a regeneration of that. So it's pretty exciting.
What does Shake and Bake provide for the community, do you think?
So what we provide on a surface level is roller skating and bowling. But if you look behind the scenes, it's much deeper than that. We provide an educational piece. We're trying to connect people with the history and the legacy of this building, trying to preserve Mr. Downey's legacy, as well as the continuing progress in the newer generation. We're offering some really exciting programming as far as a Learn to Skate program for beginner skaters. A Learn to Bowl program is in the works. We just started Zumba on site. So we're trying to offer a plethora of things for this community.
Shake and Bake was closed for almost a year, I think, for the renovation. Where did people go? What did people do? What was that like?
It was like a drought. It was devastating. And for a while, as with the film touched on some things in reference to skating rinks closing down, so it was really exciting that Recreation and Parks stepped back in to revive and want to continue the mission of what Shake and Bake is, and it's here for the community, which it should be.
So we are here on a Wednesday evening, and I think is it Dollar Night tonight?
Yes, it is. Every Wednesday, 6 to 9.
And who is going to be here tonight? Did you expect a big crowd?
So yes, Wednesday is one of our biggest nights outside of the adult night. Just kids, families, youth, and almost everybody that comes here, they have a Shake and Bake story. Like the parents, grandparents, it's like a generational thing.
My name is Woody Rhodes. I am the skate god, still in the skate god. I've been skating at Shake and Bake since 1982.
When it opened.
You know, I'm one of the smooth skaters. That's a joke.
What do you love so much about being here? This has been part of your life.
I love the teaching kids, adults. It's a passion. So that's my expression, giving back. Seeing that the kids are on the right track of having fun while we're here in the center here.
I've been coming here since I was young, since about 4 years old. I used to have parties here. My mom and dad skated here, used to work here. I haven't been in a while, but I just started coming back. My son had a bowling party here in May, and I've been coming. We came 2 weeks ago last Wednesday and skated for the Dollar Night. We enjoyed ourselves and they wanted to come back today. So, hey, we're here again.
Not doing that. I've been coming here, I guess, about a year. She learned how to skate here.
And who is this?
Angel.
Angel, you've been coming here for a year. How old are you?
8.
What's your favorite move?
Twirling around sideways. Well, I like going backwards.
You can go backwards?
I take lessons.
My baby is all that and some more.
Well, have fun tonight.
We will.
Have fun tonight.
Okay.
I bowl, so I've seen a lot of centers on the East Coast. This is one of the best looking centers, and it's just a fun atmosphere. It's just very vibrant and it's fun. I used to come here with my grandparents. Just a little fun family thing we would do a couple times a month. So.
And you would come and bowl or skate or both?
I would come and bowl. I'm a horrible skater. I can't skate at all, but I'm a fourth generation bowler in my family, so this is just what we did. We just came here as a family and just had fun.
I used to come to Shake and Bake as a child. I'm now the chief of IT for Recreation and Parks, so I'm also an employee of the department. But throughout this process, it was just wonderful to have come here as a child and now be a part of, you know, rebuilding and making this, you know, a new state-of-the-art facility.
What does that mean to you since you're from the neighborhood and you actually had a hand in reopening it?
I take pride in it at this point. You know, it was very special to me to see a place that you went to as a kid and then you see, you know, as a kind of lost its shine to then be a part of the planning process and the implementation of what is now here and what we see today.
I love the people. I don't know what's so fantastic about going in a circle 1,000 times, but it's great. People are willing to share their moves with you. You meet new people, and it's like you see them every Thursday or you see them every Wednesday, but you get this hug, almost like you're in church. It's that kind of, you know how you see your people in church, how you doing this morning? That's how it is when you come in the evening. So it's just good. It's good vibes. It's good transfer of energy. It's never lost, only transfer. It's just good.
That was Woody Rhodes, Serena, JC and his granddaughter Angel, Daryl McConnell, Justin King, and Stephanie Diggs talking about what the Shake and Bake Family Fun Center means for each of them and for the community. Before that, I spoke with Onique Eldridge. She's the event planner here. Shake and Bake is owned and operated by Baltimore City Recreation and Parks, and it's featured in the documentary United Skates, screening at the Reginald F. Lewis Museum Sunday at 2 p.m. Shake and Bake skaters will perform afterwards. There's a link to more information at the On the Record page at WIPR.org. I'm producer Melissa Gear in for Sheila Cast. This is On the Record on WIPR. Thanks for listening. Come back tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.